It was a real exciting day today. A lot of Raiders with their first NFL practice. It's always really neat to see these guys come out and start a new career. But good work today. Got a long way to go, obviously.
You guys signing to Derek Johnson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he brings?
Look, I know Derek a while. I think he brings us status at a critical position. You know, he's got a great history in this league, been productive under a lot of different coaches, different schemes. He understands the AFC West. He certainly understands this rivalry. And I just am really excited to add him to our team with Tyre Whitehead and some of our young linebackers. I think his presence will be very valuable.
Back Navarro.
I wouldn't assume anything. As you've seen, we've made a lot of moves, and that means we're probably going to make more moves in the coming days. We just want to get better. There's a strong sense of urgency to get better. We've added some young defensive tackles, some young linebackers. We like the direction we're headed, but getting a guy like Derek Johnson, I think could be huge for us.
We haven't talked to you since you drafted Hurst. What are your thoughts on getting him in the fifth round, and are there any concerns from your perspective on his health?
I'm not going to answer any more health questions on Hurst, and I realize there's a lot of ghost stories out there about unnamed sources that have their opinion on why we shouldn't have drafted him. This man played at Michigan. I know the head coach there. They've looked after him carefully. We're happy to have him in any round, and I'm excited for him. And I'm really excited for him because he's an Oakland Raider and he's a great kid. And I hope you just judge him on the field. He's been cleared medically, and I'll just leave it at that. He's a fine football player, a very good young man that's really excited to be with the Raiders.
You talked about wanting to get pass rush, interior pass rush. What does he bring?
Well, he brings that. You know, that's what he's known for. Doesn't mean he can do it in the NFL. P.J. Hall has a lot of production getting to the quarterback in college. He's got some measurables, quickness and speed and strength that are important at that position as well. So to get those two guys, we felt they were the top two inside rushers in this draft.
He's also got another pass rusher. How much of a priority was that?
It was a priority. Yeah, it was a major priority. And there's another guy, Arden Key, that we had ranked very, very high as a pure pass rusher in his draft. It's a commodity that's hard to find. And I've heard a lot of critics have talked about the risk involved. There's risk involved with every pick. There's risk involved with taking a 5-flat defensive end. But I like this kid a lot. He checked out with us, and he can bend the edge. I know that.
Coach, what's it like having Paul or like Willie Brown in the building to kind of show him the ropes of the organization, the history, and also show him a couple of pointers on the practice field?
I think it's great. I wish we had more of the Hall of Famers here. You know, when I was here the last time, Fred Biletnikoff and Willie Brown were on my staff, and we leaned on those guys a lot. I'm hoping we can get Fred around more. Willie's presence is huge. And, you know, we're going to try to get Hendricks and a lot of the ex-Raider greats to come around. We had an outing a couple weeks ago. We got to see Lester Hayes and Jim Plunkett, LaMonica, and some of my favorite Raiders. And it is very important, I think, for our young players.
With Bolton, is there a risk of working him on both sides, or do you want to have him focus on one side as a rookie to sort of get that side down before you?
Yeah, I think right now we're going to start him off on the left side, get him comfortable over there. That's where he's recently played. We like him at left tackle. We think he's prototype left tackle. He can bend. He's got the length that you're looking for, and he's a sharp kid. He's still young, though. And then Brandon Parker at the beginning will start over on the right side. That doesn't mean that's where they're going to end up, though.
Nelson and Conley both are injured right now. Do you expect both of them to be ready for camp?
Yep. Conley is doing well. He's very close. He participated in the veteran mini camp, in the walkthroughs, and he's running with our defensive backs out here on the field. He's extremely close to get the green light. We're just being smart with him. And Nelson is probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks away. He'll be ready for training camp as well. Good young corner. He has versatility to play outside and in the slot, and he's been well coached. I really think a lot of the Wisconsin defense, the program they run, and the versatility that they ask their guys to have.
You guys signed a kicker from Florida as one of your undrafted free agents. Is he out here today? Or?
No, he's not out here. He'll be out here next week, but he's got a good leg. He's interesting. We thought about drafting him, honestly, and we're happy to have him as a free agent.
Speaking of the undrafted guys, Coach, what do you see from a guy like Nick Shark? What really excited you and ultimately led you to bring him in here now?
Well, we're going to try to add another fullback. You know, Sharg is a guy right now that gets the early call. He was a fullback. Matt Rule's a friend of mine who was the coach at Temple who called me and recommended him. And I usually listen to Matt Rule. I got a lot of respect for him. We also have a young fullback here out of Michigan, and it'll be competitive. But we'd like to take another fullback to training camp so Keith Smith can get some Gatorade, get some rest.
What do you like about Ryan Switzer? Are you excited about competition at receiver?
I like Switzer. I liked Switzer a lot at North Carolina. He's a fourth-round draft choice. He was Mitch Trubisky's go-to guy. My brother doesn't like Switzer. He took an 83-yard punt home against him last year. That's what he can do. We want a lot of competition for – is there like an air show here every day that we come out here? We want a lot of competition for the punt returner job. Dwayne Harris is very good at it. You know, Jalen Richard has done it before. Switzer is outstanding. He can also return kickoffs, and I think he's got some nasty quickness in the slot. And we got a competitive situation going here at wide receiver, too. So I like that.
I don't know if anything's been arranged yet or just determined one way or the other, but joint practices this training camp, is that something that you plan on doing?
Yeah, we are trying to work that out. I don't have anything official yet to announce, but I have been in contact with a coach in the NFL, and we're going to try to work something out. We'll have some announcement hopefully in the coming weeks.
What have been your impressions of the last week working with a guy like Martavis Bryant, getting to see him out there working with Derek and all that?
He's different. Let me tell you, he is really he brings a different dynamic. He's 6'4", and he plays it. And he's 4.4. Fast, and he plays it. We just have to get him wired into the offense, and you know, Jordy Nelson's experience and versatility has really been impressive. That has allowed us to do some things in just a few days. That is pretty cool. But we like our receivers, and we think Martavis will make you think twice about doing some things.
Two more guys.
What about your punter situation?
Well, we drafted Johnny Townsend from Florida. We are happy he was there. He was our guy, I think, from the beginning. And, you know, he's an excellent directional punter. He's got a strong leg. And, you know, when you talk about punters, no one really looks into what kind of holders they are. The holder is as important to the operation of a field goal than almost the kick itself. This man can put the ball down. He can field a bad snap. He's an excellent punter. He can handle a bad snap. And he's a great kid. He's an outstanding athlete. So, we're happy to have him. Right now, he's the guy.
As a holder, he also knows the undrafted kicker you're bringing in.
Yeah, and our incumbent kicker's had a heck of a start, too. So we want competition, just like every coach wants in training camp, and I think we have at least accomplished that.
I know it's so early here in rookie minicamp, but getting a first look at some of those rookies, including Colton Miller, what are you able to tell at this stage? Can you tell much of anything?
You know, with the top five picks, this was a mini camp very unlike 1998. They weren't involved today in the team part of practice. They were on a different program. This was more of an orientation for them with the strength coach, with the position coach, learning the nuances of our offense. They got to meet the great Will Kiss today. They've had an opportunity to meet with the trainers individually. There's a lot they have to learn. And I don't really want to just spend time teaching them a couple plays. I think they got to learn how to be Oakland Raiders and how to be part of our future. That was a big part of today, and it'll continue into the night and tomorrow.
Why no practice for them?
I just said we had a different agenda for them. You know, they're going to spend a lot of time with their position coaches, and they're going to have some individual opportunities to work with Tom Shaw and the staff to see where they are physically, what they need to work on, and also talk with our training staff. And, you know, when you meet with Will Kiss, and you got to understand this media, it's tough, man. You gotta learn which one of you guys is dangerous. You know what I mean? Who's tough? But we had a lot of fun with them. We want to get to know them. I want these guys to leave excited about having some relationships with people in the organization, and we'll get to the football as soon as they get back.